Life Talk Radio presents Health and Longevity, the program dedicated to bringing you cutting-edge information and interviews that can change your life. On each edition, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and board-certified anti-aging health practitioner, Dr. John Westerdahl, will show you how to achieve a longer, healthier life using the latest breakthroughs in nutrition, wellness, and lifestyle medicine. And now, here's your host, Dr. John Westerdahl.
Welcome to Health and Longevity. I'm Dr. John Westerdahl. Having good conversations can be a lifestyle habit that can play an important part in your health and longevity. Today we will talk with Barbara Gahn Mueller, the co-author of the new book, Revolutionary Conversations, The Tools You Need for the Success You Want. But before we get into today's exciting topic, let's hear the latest research and news affecting our health and longevity today.
Dr. Westerdahl presents the Health and Longevity News and Research Update, bringing you the most pertinent and important information about your health and longevity.
Well, more research shows that raspberries have many health benefits. Anthocyanins in raspberries reduce throat tumors by 50% in basic research. Already recognized for their fiber prowess and heart health benefits, raspberries are in the news again, this time for their anti-cancer potential. In a recent Ohio State University study, rats who feasted on black raspberries, a variety of the common red raspberry, were 50% less prone to develop cancerous esophageal tumors. Also, if tumors did develop, they were only half the control size. Black raspberries beat back cancer on various fronts, suppressing growth of tumor cells, reducing inflammation, inhibiting capillary networks that support tumors, and triggering cancer cell death. What's behind these impressive results? Researchers credit the black raspberry's anthocyanins, a type of polyphenol also found in strawberries, blueberries, cranberries, red cabbage, and in grapes. In addition to fighting other types of cancer, such as oral, prostate, and colon cancer, anthocyanins are believed to help boost brain power and even aid weight loss by increasing the production of hormones that regulate appetite and fat metabolism, according to other lab studies. Raspberries are the top berry source for fiber, with 8 grams of fiber in just one cup serving, which also supplies roughly 40% of your manganese needs and nearly the same amount of your vitamin C needs. Well, studies show that beans help reduce the bad guy cholesterol, which is the LDL cholesterol. A study published in the Canadian Medical Association Journal reviewed 26 different studies comprised of 1,037 people comparing dietary intake patterns with various markers of cardiovascular disease. The researchers found that adding a mere one serving of beans a day lowered the LDL cholesterol, that's the bad cholesterol, it lowered the levels by 5 to 6%. Why is this important? Because higher LDL cholesterol is associated with plaque formation, causing blockages and atherosclerosis. This makes high levels a lead indicator of heart disease risk. Unfortunately, on average, Americans eat less than a half a serving of beans a day. In other words, less than a quarter of a cup. So include more beans in your diet for a healthy heart. We'll be right back after this short break.
Would you like to live a happier, healthier, and longer fulfilled life? Then visit us at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's one word, healthandlongevityradio.com. There you'll find valuable information and resources that can help you achieve optimal health and give you the secrets to longevity. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com. It could change your life.
Or longevity, this is your chance to have them answered. On each program, Dr. Westerdahl will choose a key question from our listening audience and respond to it on the air. Due to the high volume of emails, Dr. Westerdahl cannot personally answer each question on our broadcast. If you would like to submit a question, please go to our website, healthandlongevityradio.com. Once there, you will see a button to submit your questions. And now, the question of the day.
And our question for today is, what are the health benefits of oranges? Well, we all know the proverb, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but equally, an orange could be recommended as well. Now, there are thousands of reasons why eating an orange a day is a good idea. They are low in calories, but full of nutrients. They promote clear, healthy skin and can help lower our risk of many diseases and conditions as part of an overall healthy and varied diet. Orange trees are the most cultivated fruit trees in the world. Oranges are a popular fruit because of their natural sweetness, wide variety of types and diversity of uses, from juices and marmalades to face masks and orange slices. An orange has over 170 different phytochemicals and more than 60 flavonoids, many of which have been shown to have anti-inflammatory properties and strong antioxidant effects.
And now, Health and Longevity's special feature, where Dr. Westerdahl interviews leading experts and personalities on vital topics important to your health and longevity.
And our featured guest today on Health and Longevity is Barbara Gahn Mueller. Barbara is the founder of Gahn Global Public Relations. She's author, she's a business leader and public speaker. Barbara Gahn Mueller has devoted her life to great humanitarian causes and a better world. Her public relations firm, now in its 28th year, provides socially responsible public relations for business, nonprofit organizations, health authors, world leaders, and government. Currently, she is president of the United Nations Association for the United States of America, located in Santa Barbara, California. Her late husband, Dr. Robert Mueller, was former Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations, and in their 17 years of daily conversations, produced 7,500 ideas for a better world. Barbara is the co-author of a brand new book that we'll be talking about today called Revolutionary Conversations, The Tools You Need for the Success You Want. It's a new way of communicating the what's called the SHARE tools. And this is no fly-by-night book. It was actually 25 years in the making. And this easy-to-remember step-by-step approach will help you communicate your thoughts and ideas and make sure that you want to say what is heard in a way that opens up a true conversation with your family, at work, with your doctor, and all people in your life. So, Barbara, thank you so much for being with us today on Health and Longevity.
Dr. Westerdahl, you know, I've listened to your show for years, and every one of your introductions, you almost have given the guest such a beautiful opening. We don't have to say much.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Barbara, let's take a moment. Let's talk about some of the inspiring conversations that you've had.
You mentioned the one of the most important. I was married to Dr. Robert Mueller for 17 years.
Yes.
And every conversation seemed to have a more depth and more big meaning. And so we wrote these into 12 volumes of books. But you know, it's not only about the famous people I've talked to. It's about the taxi driver. It's a person you meet on the street when you're standing in line. Just to give them a compliment opens a conversation.
Well, what makes an inspiring or revolutionary conversation, as you say in your book?
Thank you. A revolutionary conversation is one that allows both parties or as many people who are in the conversation to have success. It introduces you to a new way of communicating. How many times have people said, oh, I wish I could do that conversation over again. Oh, I wish they heard what I really meant to say. I wish they didn't misinterpret me. Now we have 25 years from UCLA to my PR company to Edward Bernays, who taught me how to do public relations in New York, a new and simple, easy-to-remember way to communicate the ideas you need, even with your doctor, Dr. Westerdahl.
Yes. Well, that's important because sometimes people are a little intimidated, when they go in the doctor's office, and a lot of times they have questions that never get answered, and I think it's real important that you communicate with your doctor, go in with a list of questions that you want, because you know that most doctors only have 8 minutes.
You are right on, and you just did the second step in the SHARE toolkit, which is ask a question. And you know, Dr. David Martin just finished a lot of research about your health depends upon the quality of interaction you have with your doctor. He has proven it in his study after study after study. Good conversations lead to good health.
Well, not only in talking to your doctor, but isn't it true that, you know, Dr. Dean Ornish, who's done research on putting people on a very healthy plant-based diet,
right,
gets them into stress management and avoiding tobacco and other harmful things,
right,
has shown that you can actually reverse heart disease. However, one of the key points that he feels is so important in that program is that they would have group sessions where they share and they have conversations together, share what they're going through, give that group support. And he felt that that probably the feeling of intimacy and social contact may be even more important than the diet and some of the other lifestyle habits for health and longevity and for heart disease reversal. Mm-hmm. So how is that important for our general health and just communicating well with people?
The secret is to be present. When you're in a group like that, I don't know what it is about the magic of listening, but listening is the key. Mm-hmm. Once you learn how to listen to another, the internal messages that you receive from this person who's going through the same thing that you're going through, that you become a collaborative partner in their healing, and you become a collaborative partner at work. You become somebody your wife looks forward to you coming home because you have real conversations. There's just that being present, take a breath, know your conversation will add value to that relationship.
Now, where does a good conversation really begin?
Begins with the word stop. You stop. Let's suppose, Dr. John, you're home and your wife is saying, oh, I'm so glad you're home, dear, because the washing machine broke and life isn't working. And you say, can I stop you a minute? Was your day okay? How are you? And you ask a question, or let's suppose you're in a lecture and this professor is just going on and on and on about how his product is going to change your life. And you're thinking, well, what is it? What is it that he's really telling me? How often we're afraid to say stop. Why do we stop at a stop sign? We stop because it helps us to be safe to move forward. How often have you listened to somebody at work, your boss, let's say, who says, I want you to do this. And you think, oh, geez, I hope I know what he wants. Instead of saying, stop, excuse me, may I ask you a question? I want to make sure I really do what needs to be done for this project to move forward safely. You just remember the stop sign. The first step in a conversation that is truly revolutionary, that's why we called it Revolutionary Conversations, because we think that this product that we have, which is so simple, it's really a process of understanding one another, but you start with the word, stop. May I stop you and ask a question?
Now, what if you feel you're finding yourself falling into a trap and the conversation doesn't seem to be going anywhere? Sometimes we have those type of situations. How do you stop and then move forward?
That's exactly what I want you to ask. Thank you, Dr. Westerdahl. Because once you stop, then you say, I'm not sure I understand. May I ask you a question? And then you ask the question, and then you stop again. Instead of this on-the-moment conversation that just seems to go with sentence after sentence, stopping, asking, stopping, asking.
Now, you have what you call the SHARE tools in your book, S-H-A-R-E. I guess it's an acronym for some things.
It stands for yes. What's the first one? I bet you know what the S is for.
SHARE?
Stop.
Stop. Okay, stop. You just said stop. That's right. Okay.
Exactly. And the next one is help. Help. I need a little help here. So let's suppose, Dr. Westerdahl, you're telling me about the advantages of a vegan diet. And you definitely are a healthy person. So I said, well, okay, Dr. Westerdahl, I understand that you really think a vegan diet is the way to go. May I stop you a minute and ask for a little help? I'm a meat eater. What am I going to do to help me get over that? So there you go. You ask for help. And do you know something? I have never heard a person turn me down when I asked for help, no matter who it is. If you're in an audience situation, a work situation, a home situation, it seems to open the door to the conversation moving forward.
Okay. And then what's A?
What would you think? I need a little help here. May I
ask
you a question?
Okay.
Carol Seagrave wrote a review on our book, you know, because it's been out for a couple of months. It's an e-book only. Revolutionary Conversations has come along just as I was about to give up on the possibility of ever being able to tackle conversations with any kind of grace or spirit of collaboration. Then she says, revolutionary conversation is an invaluable contribution to our human endeavor to hear and be heard with clarity and compassion.
Okay, and the R?
And we are. The R is about taking a risk. Dr. Westerdahl, you know I'm a PR lady.
Right.
And I know if I am going to have my clients understand what I am going to say, I just can't say, well, I think you should throw all those ideas out and do what I want. That's taking a risk too soon. If you go to that risk too fast, the person will think that you're crazy. So what you do is you stop, you ask for help, you ask some questions, and then after you totally understand what the other person's saying, you know, it's not what you know that counts in a conversation. It's finding out what you don't know. What you don't know is really important. So you must be on the same page. Come alongside your boss. Come alongside the creative expert you're working with. Come alongside your wife. Whatever it is that it takes you to get to risk. Then you say, I have an idea. I wonder, may I share these with you? And if they say yes, then share it. But if they say no, you say, you know something? This is so important. I'm not going to talk about it now. I'll wait till you have more time. Because I think I have a solution here for this. I think I really heard you. Have a conversation with compassion. I was talking to my co-author, Mark Fowler, and I said, you know, Mark, conversations are what set us apart from everything else. If you can have a good conversation, you've tapped into the heart of yourself and the heart of the other person. A good conversation is like having a bowl of the most delicious ice cream. You were heard, and then you had that conversation, and both of you are better now than before the conversation.
And the E.
What do you think? Explore.
Explore.
Now, once you have gone through the risk of saying, I have this revolutionary idea that I'd like to share with our team, I think we could really explore it. Do we have time? Do we have time to really look at it? And even in conversations with your spouse at work, you can take the time to explore it. But if they don't have the time, say, oh, let's come back to it later. Now, my idea is very, very practical. But maybe we need to come back a little bit later when we can have enough time to really digest it and make sure everybody's on the same page.
Now, how do we take the share tool concept? And let's say we're talking to our doctor about our medical condition or we're going to have a meeting with him. How can we apply this?
Okay, let's suppose, Dr. Westerdahl, you say to me, doctor, you're my doctor. Well, Barbara, I'm really thinking that you need to know you have a little bump on your nose, and I would like to have a specialist look at you. Oh, doctor, may I stop you a moment? May I ask you a question? Is this a sign of cancer, let's say, or is this a sign that you're thinking I need to wear more sunscreen? What are you telling me about that bump? See, mm-hmm. You don't know. All you know is that he saw a bump on your nose.
Right.
And you ask the question. Then he comes back. I just went to the doctor recently, and I asked him, I went through the share process, and by the time I left, he was happy, and I was happy, and I understood I was perfect, but I needed to ask a few questions, and that was where the explore comes in, and you just have to know how important, every person on this planet's important, and a lot of people don't let their voice be heard. They just go on as if they understand the other person. And they sometimes, you know, in teamwork, sometimes they come back with the wrong thing. You're thinking, what I say to them to have them come back with that? In fact, the Gallup organization just completed a huge 40-year study, and they found out that people are disengaged to the point that they are losing, what did I write down? $550 billion annually. 70% of the employees are actively disengaged. Imagine our workforce out there, those people who are fortunate to have a job, go to work just to get their paycheck. But with a good conversation, you can change everything. You can change the joy you feel when you go to work. You can enable everybody to find their strengths and move forward.
Now, a lot of family issues, of course, are related with what I find in many issues, you know, just the communication is not there. How about applying these in your family environment?
Fine. Families are the key. If you have a good family life, you have so much joy. You look forward to being home. We spend so much time with our families, but we're not exactly asking questions. We're more telling How many times have you seen children sit at the table and they'll tell you about their day and you just nod your head? It's about asking the right question. And how was it, dear, when you jumped off the trampoline for the first time, or you jumped 5 feet in the air? How did it feel? You ask questions. You engage actively in what is being said by your child, by your wife. And I think engaging actively is key. Taking the time to ask the question. Again, I go right back to that statement. It's not what you know that counts in a happy family. It's what you need to know.
Okay, that's an important concept. Say that again now.
It's not what you know in a family. Like you say, oh, that's my daughter. Mm-hmm. She should listen to me. And the communication breaks down. It's what you need to know. Okay, you're going to go on this date tonight. I need to know a few things. Is that okay before you go? I'd like to know. Where are you going? What do you plan? What do you think is going to happen there? Are you excited? You know, get right into their shoes. Walk in their shoes. Assuming that you know everything leaves all the good ideas out. Now, let's suppose that you can say to your daughter or your son, suppose it's going to be late. What do you think you could do about it so that I know what's happening? I really love you, and I want to make sure we're all on the same page. And you just ask the question.
Okay. Now, what do you have to let go of in order then to feel more effective when using the share concept?
That is the number one question. I always tell people there are a few things you have to let go of. You have to let go of this one. It kills people. Being right. Always, it's, I know what's happening. I know exactly what you are, what you need. You have to focus more on focusing on the collaborative rather than, now this is what I told you, let's get on with it. Focus on the collaborative. How can we do that together? You have to let go of those things that have you in the past put you in a trap. How many times you've been in a conversation trap? You have a mindset that something isn't going to work, and it doesn't. This is a framework for organizing, engaging, and having the conversation produce the kind of results that move all of you forward.
Now, of course, in your book, you talk about the importance of listening and how does one actually learn to listen and really avoid that. Sometimes it's like, oh, this is my idea or this is your idea.
Yeah.
How do you really do better at listening?
Again, it's like silence is one great art of conversation. And I was reading that in this fabulous book called The International Dictionary of Thoughts. I looked up so many words today because I thought, maybe your listeners would like a little inspiration. The number one conversation pages after pages had all these ideas about conversation is listening, Dr. Westerdahl, listening. In fact, the book started 25 years ago at UCLA in an active listening course that Mark Fowler started out as a student and ended up being a co-professor with Gloria Axelrod. And the two of them noticed that these people, as they began to listen, as they began to communicate, these five steps that I told you about, which are so easy to learn, and we give you example after example in the book, we give you ideas that you can implement immediately in revolutionary conversations. In fact, our byline is the tools you need for the success you want. And as they listened to these people having these conversations, S-H-A-R-E came up. Stop, help. Ask, risk, and explore. And each of those sounds so simple, but when you read the book, it allows you to step into the actual practice of doing that. And here I have another review that said, it doesn't take long in our adult life to realize that no matter how much we know, if we can't communicate our thoughts and ideas, we won't be successful. Joyce Wyckoff is the author of that book that has sold 2 million copies called Mind Mapping, Your Personal Guide to Exploring Creativity and Problem Solving. And she read this book. Now she, who has sold 2 million copies of her mind mapping, said, this is the book that opens you up to a true, and I'm going to read this, true conversation, one that might prove revolutionary. So listening is about being present, maybe being quiet, and maybe repeating what the person said before you. And sometimes it's easier in a group to listen than it is on a one-on-one because your mind's going, I need to do this, need to do that, come on, come on, come on. No, stop. Listen to what they're saying and even repeat it.
Okay, Barbara, the book is called Revolutionary Conversations, The Tools You Need for the Success You Want. And I see Mark Fowler I see Noel McDonald and yourself are three authors. Why three authors?
Well, we each bring a brand new perspective. Mark, for 25 years, has re-engineered corporations to bring them into their full potential. McDonald, my friend Noel, has allowed HR to have a new perspective. When HR, people call her the evil HR, not her, but they've said evil HR person. No, HR people are there, your friends, and you have to learn that conversation tool to help you as an HR person, and I bring in that perspective of a world server. My husband and I traveled the world, and I did not hear peace being a result of conversations between countries. And when I entered into this arena to write this book, I said, this is the answer for peace among nations. My dream is that we will have world harmony and peace, and it begins at home, and it begins with each of us, with every single conversation.
Well, Barbara, for those that want to get a copy of your book, tell us how we can get that.
Thank you for asking, Dr. Westerdahl. We have the book available at Amazon, and it is under Revolutionary Conversations, or my last name, G-A-U-G-H-E-N, and it's also on Barnes & Noble. And you can read the reviews that people have so carefully crafted for us, including Steve Bonzer, who is a news press writer for the business section, and he said, even if your bookshelf is chock full of books on business and turnarounds, Revolutionary Conversations is just the book you need right now to make sure that your life is working also. So there you go. Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or let's suppose, Dr. Westerdahl, that somebody has a truly revolutionary conversation and they want to tell me, barbara@rain.org, they can send me an email.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Barbara, for being on the show today, and we wish you the best of success as you tell people about how to have revolutionary conversations so that they can improve their health and longevity.
Thank you, Dr. Westerdahl. It's been a pleasure.
To learn more about the books written by our guests and books written or recommended by Dr. Westerdahl in this program, please visit our website at healthandlongevityradio.com. There you can learn how to obtain your copy of these valuable and informative books. Search each page for yourself and see how you can live a happier, healthier, and longer life. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com.
That's all for today's program. Remember to visit our website to listen to all our programs at healthandlongevityradio.com. Until next time, this is Dr. John Westerdahl wishing you the best of health and longevity.
This has been Health and Longevity with Dr. John Westerdahl, a production of Life Talk Radio. Join us again next week on the same station and time for Health and Longevity. The preceding information on this program has been general information about your health and is not to be taken as professional medical advice, nor is it intended to serve as a substitute for medical attention. Do not change your diet or exercise habits without guidance from your medical doctor, especially if you have health problems or are on medication. Do not change your medications without the advice and supervision of your medical doctor. If you have a medical condition, we encourage you to seek the consultation of a medical doctor experienced in dietary change and lifestyle medicine. And as always, we wish you the best of health.